Welcome to the Hockey Locker. I'm your host, Chris. I'm here with Charmonte and Sean from Buffalo. It's been a while, guys. How's everyone doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
It's been a while. I'm glad we're back. The good news is we're back. Hockey's back. We have a lot of stuff we can talk about. Hopefully it leads to an entertaining episode for our one listener that's out there.
When does Buffalo play? Do you have the schedule in front of you?
I do not have this.
Oh, they didn't make it. My bad.
Yeah, you guys didn't make it, so.
They let the whole league in, and Buffalo couldn't not make the playoffs. Pretty solid.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you guys, you know, you looked good in the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of, you know, you're not there. So, listen, this is a bogus season anyway. I'm not real thrilled about the fact they're bringing back the NHL for the finish off of the season. I think it's ridiculous. I think they should just end the season, call it what it is. It's a COVID season. End it and just start a new next year and play like the next season and just forget about this season. Put an asterisk by it and just be done with it. It's ridiculous that they're going to bring these guys back. We're going to play all the way until October. It just doesn't make sense. I'm not a big fan of bringing this hockey back. I know people are saying it's like March Madness and it's going to be fun. But listen, whoever wins the COVID Cup, they're going to have an asterisk by their name, and it's not like really winning the cup. I mean, do you agree? Any team right now in the NHL has a chance to win. The teams that are in it, besides Buffalo, because Buffalo doesn't have a chance. But for the other teams, they have a chance. So everybody's healthy for the most part. I don't know. I have my feelings on it.
So do I agree? Yes. However, so devil's advocate. So there's two things, right? The people – it's not a very popular opinion to say they shouldn't bring it back because you sound like not a real hockey fan, right? So I would argue that I agree with every point that you're making. The counterpoint, I think what some people are saying is, listen, we need sports back. It's going to be exciting. It's going to have this quote-unquote March Madness or playoff atmosphere. But I look at all the snowball effects. Like, now it's going to mess up next year. And here's the thing. A month from now, like in regular years, a month from now, these guys would almost start to be ready to report to camp for the following season. So you're going to do all this. You're going to screw up essentially two seasons for what? To let most of the league in the playoffs and have this BS playoff? Like, I agree with you. I know it's not a popular opinion, but I am not a fan of finishing out this way. I will tell you the other counter argument to that is to say, you know, there was no asterisk by any strike short season Stanley Cup champion, right? So you still get your name engraved in Lord Stanley, regardless of how it comes to be. So I guess that's a fair argument, but just from and no fans, like what is this? Like, come on, I don't know, like. The sports fan in me, like, is longing to see sports on TV. Like, I can't watch ESPN Ocho anymore. I can't watch the Cornhole Championships anymore. I can't watch, like, downhill mountain biking anymore. Like, I gotta watch something, but I don't know, dude. Like, I'm not a huge fan of this at all. So I agree with you. But I think we're in the minority.
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be perceived. Like you said, I mean, everybody's dying to watch some sort of sport. There's a lot of hockey fans out there. I'm not looking forward to it. It's just weird. It's not, it just doesn't fit in right now for me. We went so long without it. It's like, now you're bringing it back. It just, I don't know. I just don't feel it. I'm not feeling like this March Madness feeling that you would feel for a sport that's going into the playoffs. And I mean, it's just corny, man. It's fucking stupid. I'm going to be honest with you. And the NHL is doing it for revenue reasons. And, I don't know. It's stupid.
Yeah. Here's the other thing that people aren't talking about that they got to be prepared for. And nobody's going to pitch until it's their favorite team that falls victim to this. Every year at the start of the season, and let's be honest, this is what it's like. These guys have been off long enough where I don't care what's at stake. You can't just go from zero to playoff atmosphere just because the league says so. These guys have had a long time off with just a couple weeks of training camp with no fans, mind you. So here's what's going to happen. Every year, a star player starts off slow. A team starts off slow. Like, I think Crosby had a slow start to this year, and I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Right? So obviously he got it back on track, so no worries. What's going to happen when your team or somebody's team comes out flat? And you know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, that was all for nothing. And it's going to happen. Like, hockey builds on itself, right? You finally get into the playoffs, and it's an insane atmosphere. And you're just not going to get that.
And it's funny you said that, because I totally forgot that there's not going to be any fans at any of these arenas. Stupid. How can you watch a hockey game and not have the fans involved? What are they going to play? Just fan sounds? And I mean, it's going to be so stupid. You're going to hear the puck hitting the boards. You're going to hear the guys chirping, which is great, I guess, but it's not going to have that atmosphere of excitement, and the fans really get the players going. I mean, who are you playing for now? You're playing for what? It's like Char here, who played in the alumni tournament today. I mean, there's no fans in there. I mean, what was that like? Was that stupid? It's just weird. It's just weird. You're playing pickup hockey. That's what it's going to be like. It's going to be like you're playing pickup hockey. And I don't know. Fans make the game. They're not going to be there. I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of this at all. I don't know.
Yeah, it just, the whole thing just has a weird vibe. Like leave hockey aside for a second. I mean, I was just flipping through or scrolling through the internet, and I saw a Phillies Washington National game, and it was like Bryce Harper hit a bomb, and it was like the least exciting thing, and I was like, I don't know. It was like a glorified practice. And I was like, if this is going to be the vibe, like, I don't know, man. Like, the people are getting so hung up on, oh, we need sports back. And we do. If it doesn't resemble what we're normally used to, I don't see what the point is.
Wait, baseball's on?
Yeah, baseball's on.
How long has it been on for? About a week? Two?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not the hugest baseball.
Who cares? Player. Who cares about baseball? This is the Hockey Locker. Baseball, we could care less about baseball. Why'd you bring up a baseball analogy who gives a shit about baseball?
I know. My bad. Well,
nobody cares about Bryce Harper. Maybe you guys in Philadelphia, but who cares?
All right.
Well, listen.
I guess some people do, and that's kind of my point.
I didn't even know baseball was on, so obviously it's not a big deal. I mean, no one knows that baseball is on. No, who watches baseball anyway? You ever sit through a baseball game? It's the most boring sport in the world. It's worse than golf.
Tell me how you feel about baseball.
Listen, I hate baseball.
I was just making an overall general sports like commentary on the state of it. Like, normally I'd pay attention to that highlight or that game. I'd be like, oh, that's cool. But I was like, yeah, whatever. And like, I feel like, say what you will about baseball, I just feel like this whole vibe with sports returning isn't, I don't know, man.
Like, no, I get what you're saying. Listen, the guy hits a home run, it hits the seats in center field, makes a clunk noise. Wow. He hit a home run. He runs around the bases. He glorifies the run. He runs real slow so the fans can clap and shout his name. Oh, wait, there's no fans. Oh, okay. Stupid. Baby baseball. Baby sport. I'm not thrilled. I think this is going to be a big, big mistake. I don't think I think it's going to be a big disappointment with bringing hockey back.
Here's the conundrum the league is in. You know, you almost had to, right, because of TV revenue. So you almost had to fulfill those contracts and get through the year. So I don't know if the league necessarily had a choice. So from a revenue standpoint, for the good of the league, I think you have to come back. But from an overall, I don't know, like, I don't, maybe I'm just salty because Buffalo's not in it, but still, like, Buffalo hasn't been in it for the last decade, and I've still managed to absolutely love playoff hockey. So we'll see, man. We'll see how it plays out for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, we'll see what happens. I mean, it starts up soon. I know the first round starts off like the 28th. All they go until the 30th, the exhibition games, and then they start this playoff round or whatever you want to call it. It's a bunch of stupid stuff. But hey, listen, we're all desperate for some sports and especially hockey to come back. And, you know, it is what it is. So let's see where it takes us and what happens.
I did hear that they, on the recent round of COVID testing they did for league wide, between players, coaches, staff, yada yada, there was a couple thousand tests maybe total, and I think like 8 or 10 came back positive. While we're talking here, I'll look up those exact numbers. Definitely don't quote me on that, but it was obviously a fairly low percentage. So I think they're fairly encouraged with how that's going to go, because that's a whole other conversation, right? Like, what happens is if a team who's making a run, you know, what happens if a couple key guys end up, you know, testing positive? Now what do you do?
Exactly.
So, you know, there's all that stuff to consider, right? Just not even how the return is going to be perceived as, well, what happens if things go south halfway through this? You know, that will be more annoying than anything to shut all this shit down, right? Halfway through.
Yeah, for sure. Plus you have a lot of players that are coming back. Well, I don't know if it's a lot, but you have a few that are coming back that are ruled out due to being unfit to participate. I was talking to Tremonti about that. I was like, what do they mean by that? And do you know what they mean by that? Like, unfit to participate, Donovan? I just didn't know if you knew offhand, but he was saying he thinks because, what are you saying, players?
Pastrnak was around people that had COVID-19. I think that's why he has to sit out.
Yeah, something about like a quarantine.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's probably a generic phrase for a million things. They could be self-quarantined. They could have been. You also got to remember, a lot of these guys a ton of these guys have had to come, like, work around travel restrictions. So these guys are coming from all over the world. Like, because when things started to shut down, a lot of these guys went over to Europe, etc. So, you know, they had to get special waivers to get back here. And you don't know, like, you don't know who these teams and who these guys have been around.
No.
So, yeah, exactly. That's a good point. You might get a lot of these unable to participate type of deal.
It's interesting, too, because I think But anyway, it's interesting too because the Penguins had a scrimmage today. It was actually live. It was being streamed live for fans to watch. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but they said that Crosby left in the second period due to an undisclosed. They don't know if it was injury or if he just left due to maintenance. Like they're not saying why he left. So that's interesting because, like you said, if I mean not just along with getting COVID, but if you get an injury and then a top player's out, then you know that can really hurt. That really hurts the team.
Yeah. And, you know, the more we talk through this, the more I think, you know, because momentum and going into the playoffs hot is so important in playoff hockey. Like, now you're talking like a goaltender situation. Like, some of these games early on, I'm pretty convinced are going to be absolute trash. So there's going to be no fans. You're going to be watching absolutely trash hockey, and it's supposed to be the playoffs. Like, it's going to be so underwhelming.
Yeah.
And then once you have, you know, you're rooting for your team. Okay, my team's in it. I'm 100% invested. And you got, like, a Crosby go out or something. You're like, you know, I don't know, man.
It's going to – yeah. I mean, that could totally impact a team like the Penguins who rely on him. So – I mean, I hope it's nothing serious. I hope it is just a maintenance thing. But you don't know. Like you said, players are coming back. They have to play at a high level after being off for 4 or 5 months. They have to come back. They got to play. They're trying to get themselves back up to that high level of play. You tweak a muscle. He just came back from a lower body injury with the sports hernia. So now you're asking to come back and start playing hockey after having that injury, even though when he did come back and he was successful, but then you take that time off and you come back, you start up again, you're playing, you're using muscles again, you're starting to play at high level without having really good conditioning. Because I don't know what these guys have been doing in the offseason. I mean, nobody can really get to the gym. They can't get to their training facilities.
Yeah, for the first couple of months, you're right. You probably had, you know, I have heard some inside stories, you know, early on teams – because everybody was in the same boat, right? Like uncharted territory. There were some teams thinking, okay, like what do we do? Like do we ship exercise equipment to these guys, like bikes, and like what do we do? So these, because the rinks were shut down. You know, I know we're way past that now, or a lot of these guys are way past that now, obviously. But you know, if you don't skate or you're not working out for a month or two, and that's why I'm surprised the NHLPA. Went for it, because if you have all these different teams in all these different cities doing all these different things, so you could theoretically have one team who has somehow found a workaround. They're skating every day, and there's some teams who have just sat on their ass.
Right. I mean, you would hope not, but they didn't know if the season was going to happen. Or, I mean, I don't know.
But at the end of the day, they're professionals, right?
Right.
So you got to trust that they're going to have their body in the best shape possible. You got to trust these organizations that have, you know, billions of dollars at stake, and the medical professionals that help these teams. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just – we're both being a little bit negative, right, because we're kind of on the same page on this. But we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, so we'll see. Like you said, I know the Penguins play the Flyers July 28th at 4 p.m. So I'm gonna watch just out of curiosity, just to see how the environment is with the fan. I'm assuming they're playing in Pittsburgh because I think that's a hub city stadium. I think for this area, because they're only using a certain.
I thought most of them were in Canada. They were using.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Like, maybe it's not in the United States. So I'll probably tune in and watch just to see, get an idea. But I also, this is also going to impact youth hockey as well. I mean, we all have, you know, kids that are playing. So it's kind of interesting to see how USA Hockey handles this from a youth perspective. Because now you got health involved as well with the young guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. I know we have to wait until like August, the first week of August, till we find out whether or not we're going to actually have a season.
So, yeah, listen, this is a whole new, you know, the professional level is one thing. Again, these are people's livelihood and careers, and, you know, you have a lot of people working towards the same goal. Youth sports is a completely different scenario, and you're seeing, you know, my kids are, obviously we have kids who play, but I also have kids who are involved in other sports that have already been canceled for the fall. So, you know, a lot of these youth organizations take their cues from, you know, it's kind of like a trickle down. You know, like for instance, Ivy League, they canceled their fall season. A lot of other college conferences are canceling theirs. Then some of the youth organizations started canceling for the fall. So is USA Hockey going to follow suit? Are they going to wait it out? You know, again, I don't want to start, I guess everybody's got their opinion and hear rumors and stuff, but, you know, we know some people who attend some of these regional USA Hockey meetings that aren't too optimistic about a season. So, you know, I don't know. Like, my son is on, finally back on the ice, and
right. You know, I mean, our boys are on the ice as well, and they've been practicing, and it's like practice until you find out type of scenario.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen, what the outcome's going to be. I mean, the end of the day, the bottom line, you know, the bottom line is the health and safety of the players. I mean, they have standards for the professionals. And listen, like you said, it's their livelihood, it's their sport, it's what they do to make money, it's their job. So I understand them going back to work, but for kids, I mean, you know, safety, you got to err on the side of caution when it comes to the kids. I mean,
yeah, listen, and it's not like there's all these other things that come in play that I'm sure people have talked about exhaustively, right? Like travel and all this other stuff that impacts, you know, multiple states in the same league. So like, how do you work with that and all this other stuff that I'm sure people have been talking about like crazy over the last couple months to figure out if it's even feasible. But, you know, as a parent, are you going to look at your schedule and are you going to travel 3 hours to sit in a parking lot while your kid plays a game? I can't imagine parents are going to take that laying down.
Now, me and Char talked about that.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that either.
I'll sit my kid out the year.
I'm going to watch my kid play. It's first year check. I just feel like you kind of need to be there too in case something does, God forbid, does happen. You don't need someone coming out and saying, "Hey, yeah, where's by the way, your son's laying on the ice." You just got saying?
Listen, man, that's a great point.
I just think there's liability involved. And
the other thing, if you keep everything closed this long, how many rinks are going to go out of business? That's a business too. They need to make money. Same thing with the NHL players. They got to make money. I mean, it's the same as the rinks. If you shut down youth hockey, no rinks making money, and you say no one can go to the rink, how are rinks going to survive?
Yeah, again, that's a good point. You already see some of that in, you know, especially in our area where it's pretty dense. You know, we talk about this all the time. If I draw an hour circle of my house, there's a gazillion rinks and programs. You see some of them already, you know, working together where one rink has shut down, melted the ice, and they're basically sharing ice at a different location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're already trying to figure this stuff out. But I don't know if everybody's in the same boat. It's not like every rink can go out of business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out. It's like I said, I think we might have a better, some more clarity come the first week of August, because they need to have the schedule ready to go for certain leagues at the youth level. So we'll find out, and that will be, it's going to be interesting, because listen, everybody keeps saying, oh, COVID's getting worse, there's more people testing positive. Well, obviously, dumbass. Of course they're getting there's more tests, because more people are getting tested. So there's more there's more test availability. So more people are going and getting tested. So of course the COVID cases are going to rise. I mean, they would rise if you didn't get tested. I mean, everybody's getting tested now. I just had one 2 days ago. I'm negative.
Yeah, I had one as well. That test is not fun. I don't know.
Nah, it kind of was uncomfortable, but you know,
they jammed the back of my brain.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I didn't think it was that bad. I guess the nurse that did me was kind of gentle. So
maybe I'm just a wimp.
No, but listen, I don't have it. You don't have it. There's not many people that you know that do have it. I mean, I'm not saying it's not real. It's definitely a real thing. But the flu, the common flu, the ordinary flu, has killed more people than COVID, correct?
Well, okay, so listen, I don't want to get off on a crazy tangent or argument.
I got you.
I do have a point, because people have debated this ad nauseum. Here's the point I'll make about that. When it's a novel virus, I agree with you. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of shit that people die from in higher numbers thus far than COVID. Here's the issue, and here's what I don't think people are realizing. The reason why we don't shut everything down for the flu is because they study the flu every year. Every year there's a vaccine and there's medication. The COVID-19 has neither of those, and that's a bad combination.
Right.
So that is why, yes, even during bad flu seasons, we as a society don't shut down, because we do our best to use the resources we have to battle through it, right? We have antiviral medication. We have vaccines where even if they guess the wrong strain of flu, at least it helps when you do get the flu, right? That's what research has shown. So that's why the novel part of this makes it so challenging, is you can't return everything to normal without one of the two. Both would be fantastic, but you know, I'm not hopeful anytime soon for a vaccine. But you got to have medication that works.
Right, understandable. I mean,
that's my whole spiel on that. That's why I don't compare it to the flu per se. I guess pure numbers, sure. But, you know, we can manage that to a degree.
Okay. Yeah, no, I totally get it and understand. I mean, we don't have a vaccine yet or a cure or anything. So, I mean, obviously, it's not a good combination, like you said. So, I think they're saying possibly, what, November? Possibly. They have trials going on now. But anyway. I mean,
and listen, for anybody listening, I did get my Google University, you know, my medical degree from Google University. So,
that's definitely a plus.
In case anybody's wondering, my credentials to speak on such matters,
you are certified.
I can
read
articles.
Okay, good. All right. With that being said, we got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to wrap it up real quick. Then we'll hopefully come back and finish off the next part of this episode. It's great. Great being back with you guys. So we'll be back shortly.